G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
And now to Jesus' preparations, and then on to his serving.
The disciples needed a room within Jerusalem itself, and they also required food. A lamb, bread, bitter herbs, and wine. The Passover meal contains historical and theological symbolism regarding the death of Jesus Christ. That is why this meal is the model for the central act of Christian worship, which is Holy Communion. Here is an outline of a Passover meal at the time of Jesus. Starting with opening prayer, then a first cup of wine and a dish of herbs and sauce. Then the story of the Passover is recited, and Psalm 113 sung. Then a second cup of wine, followed by a prayer of grace. Then a main course of roast lamb with unleavened bread and bitter herbs, followed by a further prayer, and a third cup of wine. And then Psalms 114 to 118 were sung, and that is followed up by a fourth cup of wine. And depending on your church, the Last Supper can be called, amongst other things, the Eucharist or the Lord's Supper or Holy Communion. Christian disciples are commanded to participate, as Jesus said in Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Do this in remembrance of me. Some churches do it every service, and others do it monthly or weekly. Whenever we participate in it, we do it regularly as a remembrance of Jesus until he comes again. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. The bread symbolizes his body broken on the cross, and the wine symbolizes his blood which was shed on the cross. Therefore, before we partake of the bread and the wine, we are to examine ourselves and confess any unforgiven sin. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28 to 29. This is done because it would be hypocritical to eat it while harboring known sin in our hearts and having fellowship with Jesus and others in the church. This Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, the Holy Communion, what is its significance for us? Firstly, it symbolizes fellowship with other believers in the universal church, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17. We receive the benefits of his once and for all sacrifice, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16. We spiritually feed upon him, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. It symbolizes the death of Christ for our sin, Luke 22, verse 19. It symbolizes our acceptance of his death for us and our dependence upon him for life, spiritual life. And finally, when a person remembers, that makes it their own personal story. If something is only recalled as an historical event, then that is somebody else's story being recalled. That is why Holy Communion is personal. It's our story. It's your story. It's my story. All these symbolize the new covenant made between God and Jesus' disciples, a covenant guaranteeing salvation. The new covenant is a new meal in order to remind his followers in every age and of all time about the work of Jesus on the cross. The new covenant, Luke 22, verse 20, Jesus claimed that his death was spoken about by the prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel. It was a new covenant in which God's people will be able to know him intimately, for their sins will be forgiven. Whenever a covenant was made between God and man in the Old Testament, blood was always shed as a seal of the promise. Jesus' blood is the seal on this new covenant, which is why we remember it. So, Jesus' plans, Jesus' preparations, and now Jesus serves. Jesus washes the disciples' feet. As part of the custom of the day, a servant or slave usually undertook foot washing of all guests. And since none of the disciples had done this, Jesus himself undertakes the task in John 13. Peter is recalcitrant, stubborn, and resistant as always, loudly objects. Peter learns that only those cleansed by Jesus and trusting in him fully can be a part of the new kingdom of God. And as we look back at this episode, knowing what we do now of the cross, we learn how this simple act of washing feet is also symbolic of Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.